and the rights and the choices and the prerogatives of people. And by the way, if he does have anything good to offer to his creatures, he must offer it equally to all. That's only fair. And to be really fair, he has to offer it equally to everybody, and the final decision has to be up to each individual. That's fair. So man exercises the final authority. God has less freedom than man because God can't choose. He can only offer. Man chooses. Is that the God of the Bible, who is perfect in power, perfect in glory, perfect in knowledge, perfect in wisdom, perfect in holiness, exercising perfect authority? No, the God that I've described to you is an idol. The God that I described to you is a false God. The God that I described to you is an object of blasphemy. He exists not only in the thinking of people outside the church, but in the thinking of people inside the so-called church who have made an idol. They have created a God who doesn't exist. I can illustrate this many ways, but one that is on my mind and tending to dominate my thoughts is this idea that the God that we're comfortable with is not really unique. He lacks uniqueness. He's really not that different than we are. In fact, the truth of the matter is, He's pretty much shared His own nature with us. We're all sort of little gods. We all have a piece of the divine nature. Now, you've heard that. That's pantheism, right? That God is in everything and in everyone. That has found its way into quote-unquote evangelical Christianity. I'll show you how. A couple of years ago, there was a book written by Rhonda Byrne called The Secret. Please don't raise your hand if you read it. The Secret. I'll let you off the hook. The Secret. It sold in the millions. At one point, it was selling at 150,000 copies a week. It is a pagan book based on a pantheistic view of the universe, that all things are one with God, all things are God, we are God, everything is God. In fact, in the book it says, we are light, we are the I Am, we are truth, we are God. God is in us. We possess part of God in us, divine power. This sounds like Deepak Chopra, whom I engaged a few times on the Larry King program, who believed he was God. He was part of God. I was trying to convince him that even though he hated everything I stood for, if that was true, then I was a part of God also. He wouldn't buy that. Somehow I didn't fit into his pantheism. I'm not sure how that works.